I love traditional music. I especially love opera. I can't wait to sing tonight.
You should go to the academy and take some singing lessons with my old teachers. It's an excellent place to practice singing traditional songs.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Should I start singing?
No, not yet.
Omid, hurry up, bring the cake.
In 3 hours. I'll be there in 3 hours.
You can't leave in 3 hours.
That's what I'm saying.
You just want to leave your guests here and go?
No, I can't tonight. It's my wife's birthday.
So you do care it's my birthday.
Goodbye.
Happy
Goodbye.
Birthday! Happy birthday! Happy birthday!
Don't worry!
I'll take the cake myself. I don't want you to help.
I'll take
Come
it.
Come on, let's
I'll
go.
Take
I practice at home all
Give
the
me.
Time.
You
okay,
go
okay.
sit down.
Come here and help me.
Thanks.
I'll start singing when she comes.
The cake is here!
Check this out!
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you!
Hey, be careful!
Happy birthday, dear Setare! Happy birthday to you!
Everyone, wait. I would like to say a few words on this wonderful occasion. It's the birthday of my amazing and talented wife.
Yes, she is.
I apologize because even though my voice is a little hoarse, I would like to recite a poem that I wrote this morning for my lovely wife.
Go ahead.
Just do
We'd
it
really
quick.
Love to hear it.
We want to eat the
He's
cake.
He's so caught up with emotion, his voice has become
hoarse. Tonight is the birthday of Setare, my lovely wife.
Oh.
Yeah. Wow.
All the candles are burning on her birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
the candles are burning on her birthday. However, there is no need for birthday candles to light up the room because Setare is already illuminating the room with her love for Omid. And I thank her.
Oh, bravo. Okay, let's see. What's the name of that poem you were saying?
Happy Birthday by the plump and round Omid.
I wrote this while I was at the wheel. That's why the handwriting.
His poem was actually a compliment to himself, not her. He described her love for him.
The cake
that's what
the
he
candles
did.
Melt
that's what he did.
Ruin it.
Yep.
Let's
blow
up. Let's see.
Wait, does anyone want to do anything before we cut the cake?
Omid.
So do you want us to sing
thank
again?
You. We can do without that. Let's just
we
cut
just
the
want
cake.
To have some cake.
So everyone just wants to cut
the cake. I hope you're not thinking of reciting another poem.
No, I hope not.
Okay, so you have no passion, no taste for poetry.
My son was the first one to bring a present. There it is.
Omi, please, don't be rude. Nobody has to buy me a present.
You know, they say a gift strengthens the bond between friends. All I'm saying, I want us to become closer to Reza, make friends with him.
Yeah,
right.
You shouldn't.
And this is the perfect way,
you
know.
Yeah, what did you get
Tell
her?
Us what you got her, Omi.
My gift to her was the poem I read.
Yeah, you shouldn't have.
Right, that's what you should have.
I can't believe him.
Right.
Nothing. You should have gotten a ring or a bracelet.
Oh, I feel sorry for her.
She's 1/10 your size.
Is it all right if I cut the cake? Okay, let's do it.
Yes.
Where's the knife?
Omi, wait. Let me blow up the candle.
Where's Daddy?
A knife.
Oh, my poor little girl. I wish Jahangir was here.
Life without Jahangir has no
What's
meaning.
This?
Oh,
be
well,
careful.
Where is it?
Never mind.
Well, how old are you anyway? How many candles did you blow out?
It's rude to ask a lady her age, don't you know?
Oh, she's just joking.
Let me explain. On their birthday, the number of candles a woman usually puts on her cake is half her age. It's a way of hiding their real age. All
That's
women
not
are like
true.
That.
Give me
Even
the
if they're 120 years old, they always want to say that they're only 20 and think that they and look 20. That's why I didn't put the same number of candles on their birthday cake as her age, because I didn't want to upset her.
Hurry, the candles are burning.
Then
we'll melt the cake and ruin it.
All right, let me go and get a knife.
Wait, there's already one here. Come back.
Cut the cake already.
Oh, this is such a great party. I'm so happy
Here's
everybody's here. When is he coming back, this guy? Oh, there you are.
Brought the knife.
Now that's a knife.
Okay, finally, some food.
Cut the cake. Make God grant you a long life. Let's all eat now.
And why do you think I would want a long life, Miss Varangus?
What's wrong with living a long life? Hurry, my mouth's watering.
Let me go get the camera first.
My wife can't take it anymore. Cut the cake already. Everything else,
I
want to
take a group
picture
here before she blows out the
camera.
Okay, come on, come on.
Come on already.
Gather around.
Oh.
Why do we have to take a picture?
Everybody smile.
Here we go. I have a question. Wait, Omid.
Blow.
I have a question for everyone.
Oh, blow them out.
I don't know why we blow candles out on our birthday. Isn't that a symbol of darkness? Shouldn't we light them instead?
No, you have to blow them out so we can eat the cake afterwards.
Yeah.
That's right. Here's the knife.
Why do we blow candles out? That's
exactly
a good question. I have no idea.
Well, we can discuss it after we cut the cake.
So blow out the candles.
Somebody blow out the candles.
Sir, would you do the honors?
Why, me? It's her birthday. She should blow them out.
No, I mean, would you do the honor of explaining the question?
You want me to explain?
Yeah,
I'm not a scholar.
Course.
I don't know everything. Honestly, I don't know how and when the whole thing began. I don't even know how or why it became a tradition, such as it is everywhere in the world. I believe each person is a source of light. We don't need candles to illuminate our lives. But about why we blow out candles, I think that each candle represents one year in our lives. And by blowing them out on our birthday, we are actually saying goodbye to the years we've lived, and thus looking towards the bright and happy future and prosperity of our children.
Yes.
For our children are our pride and our joy.
Round of applause!
Dylan.
Now can we finally eat the cake?
Omid, hold on. I can't blow them out already.
Listen, I'll be there in 2 hours, or approximately. There's plenty of time. Don't worry. I'll be there in time. No. Don't come here. No. I don't want you to come here. No. I'll come there myself. Bye.
Oh, are you gonna blow them out or shall I just go?
Why are you planning to leave? Don't you know we have guests?
No. I'll only be gone for a half an hour.
Who are you trying to stop from coming here?
What? No one really. I just have to go and do something.
What is it that you have to do?
But I told you I would have to leave tonight. No one will notice I ever left.
Why don't you cancel it?
Go entertain. I'll be back in no time.
Why should I entertain them when you're the one who invited them? The party was
your idea. I told
you
before that I would have to leave tonight for half an hour. I'll be back before anyone notices I've even gone. Stop complaining.
Maboob. Maboob. Maboob.
That's my daddy.
Hey, go tell your daddy to join us.
So Mr. Yosefi is finally
home. Hello, daddy.
Hello, my beautiful girl.
Listen, I know there have been some differences in the past between Mr. Yosefi and Mr. Salahi, and I believe now might be a good time to invite him here so we can help them resolve their differences. What do you think? Is it a good idea?
Uh-huh.
It's a very good idea.
I think you should discuss this with Omid. It's a very good idea.
What do you think, ma'am?
Well, last night I tried to convince him to come, but he wouldn't listen. But I don't think that he would say no to you.
Sure, I'll go speak to him myself.
You should speak with him.
Excuse me while I go speak with Mr. Salahi.
I really hope they reconcile.
Tell me, princess, where's your mother?
It's Aunt Satara's birthday. Did you buy a present for her?
What?
Mr. Salahi, there seems to be a small quarrel between your wife and Mr. Yosefi, you see.
So what else is
there? Uh-huh. You see, I think tonight is a good opportunity for us to bring him here so we can resolve the matter.
You stay right over here. I'll go and bring him. Anything you
Thank
say.
Thank you very much.
Not a word.
That's a good thing.
John Gear.
Oh.
Where have you been? I've been looking for you.
So great. Mwah. 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 I see you're having a great time on your wife's birthday, huh?
Everyone's at my place. We're only missing one person, and that's you.
That's kind of you, but there's no way I'm coming.
It's gonna have to be more convincing
John
than
Gear,
that.
John Gear, stop whining and
Please,
join us.
Don't let
Mabube,
me
try
Tonight
to do
is
something.
A night of reconciliation.
Thank you, but there's no way I'm coming to this thing. Forget it.
John Gear, Mr. Ferdos sent me here on a mission to bring you at any cost.
Thanks,
no,
but I'm not
no,
coming.
But...
John, join us.
Listen to the lady. Come on. He'll come. He's coming. Every problem in this world can be solved over some dessert. Come.
No, I don't want to. Stop. Stop.
Come
stop
on, let's
it.
Go.
Leave me
Come
alone.
On.
Let me go. Why?
Absolutely
let's
not.
Let's give him a hand.
Come on. Let go of me already.
Step in. Step in. And here's tonight's final guest, Mr. Jangiro Sefi. He's finally decided to join us.
Well, well, well.
It's good to see you, Vine.
It's nice of you to join us. How are you?
Thanks, Ron.
Mission
accomplished.
Listen, everybody. I don't want there to be any unpleasantness between anybody in this building. This latest quarrel had me very upset. Thank you, Mrs. Yosefi. Happy birthday, sister.
Thank you very much. There's no unpleasantness between me and Mr. Yusefi.
Thank God. And if I've ever done anything in the past to upset you, I didn't have any bad intentions. My only motive was to annoy you. Hey, be nice, you. May God grant both of you a long life.
Thank you. Okay, I fulfilled my promise. He's here. Be nice to the man. Come on.
Would you stop being so obnoxious? I just got here. Come on.
If you didn't bring a present, exactly, then we won't give you any cake.
Is somebody going to cut this cake?
In fact, you're very right.
What flavor is the cake?
It looks really good.
What can I say? Finally, he's right.
Hold on a second.
Why is this guy leaving all the time?
That's it.
Come on.
Will somebody cut this cake? I'm going to blow out the candles myself.
Where's the knife?
Can you do something for me? Her presence in the backseat of the car. Can you get it for me, please?
Thank you, John.
Don't cut the cake. Wait for Omid to come back.
Yeah, hold on.
Miss Ferengis.
We should wait until Omid comes back.
Yeah, but the candles are burning.
Yes, how may I help you?
Hello, ma'am. I'm looking for Mr. Salehi. I don't know which number I should press. He lives on the second floor,
yes,
right?
Yes, we're all guests at his place tonight. Please come inside.
I don't want to trouble you. Can you just tell him to come downstairs?
Mommy, Daddy wants to know if you found it.
Yes, I found it. Are you a friend of Mrs. Salehi?
I am Mrs. Salehi.
Oh, so you're Omid's sister. Please come inside. Please come join us.
No, I'm Mr. Selle's wife.
I'm sorry, I don't understand. Who are you?
Mr. Selle's wife.
Darling, go tell your daddy to come right now, okay? Please go. I'm not sure, if I understood correctly,
Will you go and call him, or do I have to come and drag him out myself?
No. I'll ask him to come downstairs right now. Please wait here, okay?
What is it? Why are you whispering?
Shh, be quiet.
What?
There's a woman at the door.
So, just give her some money and she'll leave.
For God's sake, stop joking. She says she's looking for Mr. Salehi.
Why are you acting like a police detective? She's probably just one of his guests. Tell her to come in.
No. No, it's his wife.
What did you say?
I don't know. I don't get it. There's a young woman standing outside at the door who claims that she's Mr. Salehi's wife.
What?
Jahangir, for God's sake, snap out of it. Go outside and get rid of
her. Why should I? It's none of my business. Omid!
Shh. We can't just tell Omid in front of everyone that his wife is downstairs. Go. Go already.
Oh my God, what am I gonna do? Reza? Reza?
I haven't seen them since this.
Maybe they're preparing something special for dinner. Psst. Ugh, come on, I'm hungry.
If I don't get a piece of cake in the next few minutes, I'm gonna go nuts.
Hey, will somebody cut this cake already?
Huh.
Hello, everyone.
What's wrong with you? What are you doing?
Sitare, what are
Where
you doing?
Where have you been?
She brought Jahangir's present.
This is
present.
The
Wonderful.
Second present she's About getting for you guys. That's very kind of you.
Come here, you guys. Lovely. Present.
Sitare, come here, darling.
Oh, yes.
Lovely.
I'm coming. Thank you for the present.
You're welcome.
And another.
Blow out the candles already.
Omid,
come here.
Are you going to take more pictures?
Yeah, but where are Jahangir and Reza?
Oh, don't wait for them to take a picture now.
Come on.
That's everybody, get ready.
I don't know. Mabuba says it's his wife.
But who is she?
I don't know.
But he already has a wife.
So.
Could he have a second wife? My goodness. Hello, good day. Who are you looking for?
For Omid.
I see. Were you invited to attend the birthday party tonight?
No.
Are you one of his colleagues?
No.
So you must be one of his friends.
No, sir. I'm his wife.
His wife?
Please
you
keep
must
me out
be
of
mistaken.
This.
I'm sure there must be a mistake here.
Sir, I'm the wife of Mr. Omid Salehi.
Oh, I see. All right. It's nice to meet you. Is there anything I can do for you?
Will you go and ask him to come downstairs?
Please, if you would just control your anger, I'll be more than happy to call him. He's not feeling very well. He had a little too much cake.
Yes, he's been vomiting.
Anyway, I'll go and call him right away. If you need anything, he'll be at your service. Stay here. I'll be right back.
Wait up. Don't leave me alone with her. What will Mabuba think if she sees me?
Mabuba won't need anything. I'll be back in a second with Ferdows. Stay with her, otherwise she'll come upstairs. And embarrass Omid.
All right.
He'll stay here with you.
Stop. He'll be down in a minute. Omid, Reza? He's on his way.
Tarang, I have come here to ask you to marry me.
He's married.
Shadi and I have separated.
Okay, I'm Tarang Suter.
Is love the best decision?
Your family? We are totally different from them.
Do you have any idea what you're doing?
You think you can always do what you please?
So everything I do is weird and upside down, Uncle Fazel?
He said he was waiting for our answer.
Is getting there the end of the journey?
Do you know why Sina died?
And is the end the ultimate destination?
I think you're becoming a mother. Congratulations, my dear. I just didn't know you were married.
You dishonored me.
Awakening on iFilm.
Hurry up, let's cut the cake already.
But shouldn't we wait for the two men? Huh?
Oh, fine.
Did you know there's a woman?
One of Jahangir's friends came by the building. He'll be up in a minute.
Okay, now stand right there. Stand right there for a picture.
You want me to stand here? What?
Okay, you two.
Come and stand next to me.
Everyone say cheese.
Excuse me, Mr. Ferdows?
Yes?
Could you come downstairs for a minute? Somebody's here to see you.
Reza, will you come back inside, please?
Reza,
yes.
Something wrong?
No, it's nothing. We'll be back by the time you cut the cake.
Who is it? What do they want?
It'll just take a minute.
I think I forgot to lock Jahangir's car.
What?
I'll be right back. Don't blow out the candles without me, okay? I'll be right back.
Omid, Sitara, that candles are melting and ruining the cake.
You know what?
I think? Just wait for her.
I think Omid's bought a very big and special gift for Sitara, and that they all went downstairs to help carry it up.
You're so clever.
Marzia, stop joking. I'm taking a...
Sir, we have a big mess on our hands.
You never told me who's at the door.
I told you. Someone's here claiming to be Omid's wife.
No.
Yes.
That can't be. A woman?
Of course. The word wife refers to
Doesn't
a woman.
Doesn't make sense. It's strange. Omid's not like that.
There she is.
No, ma'am. Be patient. He'll be here soon to
see
you.
Here you go. If you have any problems, take it up with him.
What's wrong, ma'am?
Nothing's wrong, sir.
Then why have you come here? What is this about?
This is where my husband lives. I'm here to see him. Am I not allowed to see my own husband?
Your husband? Who is your husband?
Good sir, are you interrogating me? He abandoned me a month ago. He hasn't called me, and I haven't heard from him since.
Are Omid? You sure you have the right person, sister? Maybe you're wrong.
Yes, sir. Doesn't this building belong to Mr. Ferdows?
No.
You must be Mr. Ferdows, right?
Yes, yes, that's me. All right, we'll help you, but you've come at the worst possible time. I promise that I'll bring you to see him first thing in the morning. On my word, I promise.
Don't worry. We promise to bring him in the morning.
Tell me, how long have you two been married, anyway?
A very long time. No more questions. I'm going upstairs to see him right now.
No.
Wait a moment. Of course I can. He's my husband.
Come back here.
I need to know why he abandoned me. I have to go right now. I'm going upstairs to see him now.
Stop. Please.
The cream on the cake is ruined. Omid, go and see where they went.
I think there's another birthday party in this building, and they're not telling us about it.
Stop.
Ma'am, I'm going to see him.
Please, you can't
I'm going to see him, and that's all there is to it.
I understand. You can't go upstairs. Stop it.
Omid.
Stop.
Can you go see what all the noise is about?
I need to see him.
Stop. This is not okay.
Don't go. Don't do it.
Stop her.
I can't.
Stop her.
You stop her.
Well, well. Hello.
Hi there. What's going on?
Omid, she's one of your colleagues, and she's here to wish Setareh a happy birthday.
Who?
A colleague. You're a colleague.
Where have you been?
Excuse me. Who are you?
You know, I really don't blame you for not recognizing me, because anybody who abandons their wife for 6 months would stop recognizing her.
Omid, who is this woman?
Excuse me, who are you looking for exactly?
My husband.
Well, was he supposed to be here?
Don't play dumb with me. Don't pretend like you don't know me.
Omid, who is this woman?
I don't mean to upset you, but I'm his wife. His wife?
Don't tell me you believe her.
What you've done is wrong. This is not a reasonable and logical way to live your life.
Mr. Ferdows, I want to speak to this woman myself. She just can't come here and ruin people's life. Come on.
You have to speak to her, but not now.
No, stop accusing me.
Not now. You shouldn't talk to her when you're angry.
You know what
it's
they
not
say.
Right.
If you chase two rabbits,
Dungy.
You won't catch either.
Shut up, Riz. I'm asking you to shut up. Now, what did she tell you exactly?
Who? Your new wife?
Dungy.
I'm just joking. She was saying, I've come to get my husband.
Did she give you the husband's name?
Unfortunately, yes.
You mean she gave you my
yes.
name?
She said Mr. Omitsale. Oh.
She gave you my full name.
The womanizer.
Shh.
There's not an ounce of decency in
she
you.
She said Mr. Omitsale, my husband. That's what she said.
Why did you give her your real address? You should have at least used a fake name when you introduced yourself.
All right, Mr. Know-it-all, will you let me think?
Now? It's too late to think now. You should have thought about this.
Reza, this is a serious matter. Please stop.
He's too stupid to think.
You seem to me like a very smart man. Explain to me, why did you go and get two wives?
Why are you accusing him?
Stop
why
the
are you
nonsense.
Accusing him?
You're accusing what? Me without any evidence at
if
all.
What I'm saying whatsoever. Is nonsense.
Hey,
and why would this
everyone,
woman come
please,
here if she wasn't your
down.
Wife?
Listen, sit down while I make you a nice cup of coffee to help you calm down. Then we'll talk. Come on.
Come on,
Mr. Ferdows, I need to go upstairs and be with my wife. I don't want her to have a heart attack.
My wife is with
let
her.
Me get
calm
you
down.
Some coffee.
I'm worried about
down.
Her.
Go and sit down. Go and sit down.
Sit down.
Here, have some sugar water. It'll make you feel better. Just drink it.
can't believe it. How is this possible?
Satare, I know that you have a lot of strange thoughts in your head right now, but you really just have to calm down.
I can't stand this apartment anymore. I feel like I'm suffocating.
Listen to me, Satare. Once you settle and calm down, and your husband calms down, the two of you can sit down and you can talk about all of this.
I can't believe it. There's nothing left to. I can't believe I've been blind all these years.
Oh, come on, Satare. Calm down.
What's left of this life? He was trying to leave the house tonight to go somewhere. Now I know where he was planning to go. I'm such a fool, Mabube.
We were all taken by surprise.
Mr. Salehi doesn't seem like the kind of man to have two wives.
I don't know what to say. I don't understand this either. There's no need to cry, darling. God is great.
I don't know what I'm gonna do now.
Excuse me. How long have you and Mr. Salehi been married?
2 years.
Why did you agree to marry him when you knew he had a wife?
I swear I didn't know he had another wife. He told me he was separated. I had no idea he was lying.
You just knew this would happen. I'm sure he did this because he couldn't have a child with Satara. I'm absolutely sure. As a man, he probably wanted a child.
A child is not a good reason to get a second wife. He could have adopted one.
All right, I should get going now. I've troubled you enough as it is.
You don't have to go. You're no trouble at all. You should stay and talk with Omid.
There's nothing more to talk about. Let me just go and die in my own misery.
Sit down, darling.
Why are you in such a hurry? Sit down while I go see what's going on. Sit down.
You're very upset right now. Just sit down. Sit down and have some tea. It's gonna be all right.
I can't drink anything.
Good for you. I don't know how you do it. I've been looking for a wife my whole life, and I can't even find one. And you've gotten lucky twice.
Reza, stop talking nonsense, eh? Jahangir, I swear that this is the first time I've ever seen that woman. Believe me, it's the first time.
The very
really,
first
I swear.
Time? The first
I've
time?
Never seen that woman before.
You mean your eyes were closed when you married
Jahangir.
Her? I'm sorry. Calm down. Why are you frowning? Let me see you smile. Don't be such a sourpuss.
You've done nothing
wrong. You haven't done anything wrong.
I'm worried about my wife.
There's
That's
no
all.
Reason
Listen
to be
what I'm
sad.
Saying.
We envy you for having the guts to get two wives. We would have all done the same thing. Come on. Relax already.
We're all here to put our heads together to help you find a solution out of this mess.
Exactly.
Isn't that right?
Exactly.
Hold on, actually, you know what? According to Professor Banai, one Tell wife me. Is not enough. Two wives bring misery. Three wives are perfect. It's true, isn't it?
I don't need this guy's help.
Sit down, he's just trying to help you control your anger.
Leave me alone. I'm going to speak to him right now.
Hey, come back.
This is unbelievable.
Hey, where are you going?
Stop. Stop.
Calm down.
Where does she think she's going?
It's over. I never want to speak to you again. It's all over. Do you hear me?
It's over. It's just the beginning. You think you can just come in here, ruin somebody else's life, and get away with it?
I should have known better, you know? I should have known better.
Please calm down.
Miss Farangis, stop her, please. She's not going to get away. She's not getting away with this. No way.
Stop it.
Stop yelling.
You can't stop from leaving. If you want to talk to me, then come back home. Then we'll talk.
There's no way in hell that I'm letting you leave. Reza, hey, hurry up and lock the door.
Come on. What she has to say. What are you doing? Hey. Let's just.
If she claims to be my wife, then she has to prove she's my wife. She has to prove she. She has to prove it.
Listen, I'm no longer your wife, and you need to relax.
Man, yelling and screaming won't solve anything.
You need to relax.
Listen to what she has to say.
In a civil manner. If you have evidence, then the court will rule in your favor. That's all there is to it. If you have the evidence, you need to back it up.
It's all right.
I
Actually, I do have evidence.
Don't shout.
I really do have evidence.
Be patient. Everything will be solved. Why are you so upset?
It's fake. All her documents are fake.
They're fake.
Relax.
You've got a lot of nerve to say they're fake. You should be ashamed.
Stop the commotion.
It doesn't matter because it's all fake.
Oh, wait a minute.
It looks real, Ali. It looks real. And here's our marriage certificate.
What? She's right. It says they're married. Look at it.
Tell me where it says it.
You should be ashamed.
Oh.
Hey. All right. You're my wife, huh?
Calm down.
Okay,
stay calm. Just calm down.
You are my wife.
Stay calm. Stay calm, Omid.
Do you deny it?
No.
Mr. Firdaus,
don't touch her.
I admit you, she's my wife.
Oh, stay
calm. Her evidence is correct.
Okay,
we're not divorced either.
What?
Correct?
What?
So I don't want her removed from the spot.
Hey,
she's not allowed to go anywhere without my permission.
Shut up!
Could you stop it?
Stop it!
Hey,
other.
Hold it!
Stop it!
Just back off.
Come on,
back
let's
off.
Break up this commotion.
I can't believe this. I really just can't believe it.
I'm telling you. Stop it. We have to take this matter
calmly. I never will.
Here's your marriage certificate.
Get that thing out of my face. I don't want to see it.
Come inside.
Go inside. Go upstairs.
I'll give you a cup of tea.
Go upstairs.
I've never seen that lady before. And I don't even know her name, and she's clean.
All right, you don't have to yell.
All right, get up there.
All right.
But it's got an official
stamp. It's a forgery. She's a con artist. Huh? What's wrong with you?
Why are you yelling?
What has gotten into you tonight? This is the first time I've ever seen that woman.
But you can't. All right.
I have absolutely no relation to her. It's a lie. All her evidence is fake.
All right.
All this is...
What is
John doing? Just calm down. You're going to wake all the neighbors. You don't want to do that now. Just relax.
I'll take my real wife and leave for the night.
Yes,
okay. Make sure she doesn't leave until I get back.
All right, fine.
Exactly.
We'll keep her here.
That's fine.
Don't worry about it, but don't get upset. Do you hear me?
It's strange.
Mr. Firdaus,
it's impossible.
Look, it's got an official stamp.
Show me.
This is Omid's name, and this
is
his
strange.
Picture.
He's even got evidence.
I can understand why he'd be upset.
See, that's
now.
Him right
but
there.
The authenticity of this stamp needs to be verified by a court. That's the way to do it.
Are men really such pigs, Mahbube? Everyone always says so, but I never believed it.
Hey, Satare, you really shouldn't upset yourself so much yet. We don't even know if this is the truth.
The truth is clear. That woman is saying she's his wife.
I never thought that you'd think I'd be so shallow.
You want to know what I really think? I think you're nothing but a pig.
So that's what you think of me. I want to talk to you.
What is it? Are you going to tell me that you're tired of this life and you want out? I don't care anymore. If you want to go, then just go.
Mr. Salehi, Satara is really not feeling so well. Maybe you should talk to her later.
No, Mahbube. I'm feeling just fine. I couldn't have asked for anything better.
All right, then maybe I should go.
All right. Will you listen to me now?
No. I don't want to hear any explanation. You're just going to lie. All you want to do is trick me again. Only someone as deceiving as you could fake his way through an entire marriage. You betrayed me.
I would like you to sit down and listen to me like a mature woman.
I don't want to. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. Don't waste your breath, Omid.
Sit down.
Why should I listen to you?
Sit down!
What is it?
Yes. Okay, it looks real. But who can really believe that this is actually happening?
Yes, I know. It makes no sense whatsoever. If she really is his wife, then what reason does he have to keep denying it? I don't understand what's going on. If she's not his wife, then what's with the documents? They even have the right stamps.
No.
I have no idea.
No way. There must be some more to it than this. I have never seen Mr. Salehi so angry as he is tonight. It was frightening, absolutely frightening, I'm telling you.
I would be angry too if my secret was out.
Excuse me?
It's natural for him to become angry.
Stop judging him and jumping to conclusions. Son, none of us knows what exactly is going on. The situation needs to be properly investigated before we jump to any conclusions. That's what we have to do. It only stands to reason.
But Omid has always acted strangely. Don't you remember that time when he refused to go to Italy?
Yes.
Why didn't he go? Why?
Yes, well, that's just one small thing that could be taken into account in our investigation.
I find him suspicious.
He's right.
Say, what would you do if you were in Sitara's shoes?
Me? I'd take out your eyes with my own fingers before you knew what hit you.
Why would you take out my eyes? I'm not the one with two eyes.
I just want to make sure you're properly warned. I don't forgive very easily like Sitara.
All right, there's no need to raise your voice. Control your temper. It's their life. I'm sure they can solve it on their own.
I just want the other men to learn from his mistake.
You're being overly sensitive.
One man must always be an example, so all of the others will think twice before doing the same thing.
Don't worry, I'm not going to make the same mistake twice. You're more than I can handle, okay?
I've wasted 14 years of my life on a coward like you. If you wanted someone else, or if you wanted children, why weren't you man enough to just tell me?
I don't know how else to make you understand. You're completely mistaken. I don't want children, and I've never thought about anybody else but you.
Stop lying to me. I don't care anymore. Come clean. What are you worried about?
I'm worried about our life. I'm afraid of losing the life we spent years to build, and you don't even care!
It's too late. I don't care anymore.
But I still care about our life. Don't you think there's a possibility that this woman was hired by someone else? Don't you realize she might be playing a role? Don't you think that she might be an extortionist, a fraud?
Don't waste your breath. I don't care. Why are you trying so hard to convince me?
So you can help me.
Tell me, what's on your mind? You're asking for my help now? Why would you possibly need my help?
Right now, I need your help more than I ever have. I expect you to understand what I'm going through.
I do understand. That's why I'm calm. Do I look sad to you? I apologize. Don't worry. I'm not sad. You are a man, Omid. A free man. You can do whatever you want. I don't care anymore.
But why would I go after someone else when I'm completely happy with being married to you? I'm satisfied.
Then why did you do it?
I'm telling you for the last time. I don't know who that woman is. I've never seen her before. I have no idea what her name is.
Do you really expect me to believe you so easily? Wouldn't you laugh at my foolishness if I did so? Didn't you say your name was on her ID card?
Yes, I did. But the name Omid Salehi can be found on other graves, too. But that doesn't mean that I'm dead. I never expected anything like this to be able to ruin our marriage after all the years we've been together. If our 14 years of love and togetherness, our 14 years of being married, means anything to you, trust me one more time.
Would you do the same if you were in my shoes?
Yes, because I know you well enough.
Suppose I trust you. Is it just a coincidence that she shows up here on the night of my birthday? The same night that you insisted you have to leave the house and refuse to say where? I believe every word she says. Put yourself in my shoes, Omid. Do you blame me for having doubts when I practically killed myself for you to come with me to Italy and you refused? Do you blame me for having doubts when your phone kept ringing late at night? No. I can't trust you anymore. I can't.
You can. Listen. I might not be able to explain everything, because I don't know what's going on either. I mean, I don't know who's behind this, but I'll find them. I'm gonna get to the bottom of this. I am not gonna let some woman ruin our lives with her tricks and games. I think someone from the past is actually behind this. I truly believe that someone over here is actually behind it, and they're trying to blackmail me.
Maybe you're right. But if someone wants to blackmail you, or if they want to force you to do something, there's a thousand ways to do so. Why would they send her here? Your name is on her ID card. This means you two are legally married, Omid. You can't really deny that, can you? Tell me.
Right. But that's just her word. I have an ID card too, don't I? Right? Come on. Here you go. Here. Look at it. Come on, go ahead.
It's not necessary.
Come on, take a look. There it is.